Identifying the Tax Dodgers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to get a take on the global perspective now, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it all affects the United States. The Swiss government today agreed to hand over the names of more than 4,000 Americans suspected of tax evasion. The vote confirms a deal Swiss bank UBS made with the U.S. government to avoid charges that the bank helped Americans dodge more than $20 billion in taxes. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
What happens now with all of these Americans accused of tax evasion?
The UBS will now hand over the names of as many as 4,450 of them to the IRS. And unless these people have already been in touch with the U.S. tax man, I imagine they could expect a knock on the door pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, is this the end of Switzerland's famous bank secrecy?
Probably the beginning of the end, yes. Certainly if the U.S. government decides to go for the other 20 or so private banks in Switzerland that offer these services. And Switzerland, of course, has been coming under a lot of pressure from other countries, from neighboring countries like Italy and Germany over the same issue. So, yes, it does look as if it's the beginning of the end.
And what's the economic fallout of the news, Stephen?
Well, it's quite a blow, but banking, although a big industry in Switzerland, is not the absolutely dominant part of the economy that it once was. This is probably more of a psychological blow than anything else. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank is an economist who knows Switzerland well, and he says this development undermines a basic principle of Swiss national life.
The absolute assurance that your own personal financial details will not be revealed to anybody, not to your neighbor, not to your wife, as it happens, is far more fundamental to the Swiss national psyche than it is to any other.
And that explains how, in the first place, Switzerland became the world's premier hiding place for money.
All right, Marketplace is Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, right now, European shares are up more than 0.5%. Asian stocks were mixed today. Japan's Nikkei lost a little ground. Oil's at $77 a barrel. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added about 4 points for the day to close at 10,409. Market started the day lower with some disappointing housing numbers, but the news of BP creating an escrow fund helped shares recover a bit yesterday. The British oil giant CEO Tony Hayward goes before a House committee today. He's going to talk about the cleanup, the compensation, and assuredly sprinkle in some contrition for good measure. The financial roller coaster has done a number on anyone investing in the volatile U.S. dollar or the euro, and that's especially true for a country such as Russia, which stockpiles a lot of those two currencies. As reporter Peter Van Dyke reports from the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Russia's looking for a little more stability, and that could mean the U.S. dollar has some more competition.
Russia says it will start stockpiling the Canadian dollar in its foreign currency reserves. It may even take a dip down under for some Australian dollars too. Russia's central bank told Bloomberg of the plans, which come as the country tires of drops in the value of its reserves of US dollars and euros. And the Canadian and Australian economies are showing signs of recovery due to their strong natural resources like oil and iron ore. So Peter Westin, chief economist of Aton Brokerage in Moscow, says Russia's making a good move.
Russia's not the only country that is doing this. There's many countries that already have the Canadian dollar and the Australian dollar in the reserves.
Right now, about half of Moscow's foreign currency reserves are in dollars and 40% in euros.
The dollar and the euro can be classified as reserve currencies. You can't really talk about the Canadian dollar or the Australian dollar as a reserve currency.
So Westin says this step by Russia doesn't signal a larger move away from holding American dollars and euros. In St. Petersburg, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store.
Let's say you've always wanted to quit your day job and become a professional chef. Well, there's a business in Los Angeles designed to help the dreamer in you. Marketplace's Eve Trow reports.
If you ran into Chip Brown on the sidewalk at 3 a.m., you might think he'd come off a shift as a bar bouncer. But the 6'5" guy with the linebacker build is headed to the kitchen.
Not banker's hours, baker's hours.
Brown's company is Big Man Bakes. He makes his delicate wares at the crack of dawn in an industrial part of South L.A.
What's the matter?
He pulls tray after tray of tiny red velvet cupcakes from the oven, each one the size of his thumb.
The cream cheese frosting is coming. Calm down.
By 5 a.m., Brown's hustling. He's got one more hour to bake and frost everything, then get out of the kitchen. Because it's not his. Brown rents this health department-friendly space. He says it's ideal for someone starting out.
Building out a kitchen is a very expensive proposition. So investors really do like the idea. Basically use the store as more of a distribution center as opposed to a place where you actually cook the product.
Brown opened Big Man Bakes last year after he lost his job at a tech company. Andrea Bell owns the space Brown rents. It's a culinary incubator called Chef's Kitchens. She started it in the 1980s, and it was the first business like it. There are more than 70 similar incubators around the country today. Bell's clients pay $17 to $25 an hour. They make everything from street cart tamales to diet meals for movie stars.
Just one individual alone who started in our kitchens now employs 200 people full-time.
Bell says incubators minimize startup cost. Cooks can jump in without much capital or professional training, then grow a business. But, she says, it's not easy to turn your recipes into a living.
I always tell people not to quit their day job. I also tell people that it normally takes at least a couple of years.
So if your office mates love those cheese straws you make, see if they're willing to pay for them before you put in your notice and rent a kitchen. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, even the biggest of the big aren't immune from tiny pests. ABC News reports a 42-story Goldman Sachs office in New Jersey has been infested by bed bugs. Employees on several floors were reportedly moved to other areas and the building's being treated. A spokeswoman says there are no issues and wouldn't comment on the bugs. Biting bed bugs? I wouldn't have guessed that's what's keeping Goldman execs awake at night. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.